Real Chemistry merges three practices into technology-first unit positioning company to capture share from traditional agencies. Real Chemistry just unified its omnichannel healthcare marketing operation by merging Spring and Bond, greater than one, and its legacy media practice into a single 450-person unit. The move, completed in June 2026, creates one of the largest healthcare-focused media practices at precisely the moment when traditional agencies struggle to deliver the AI-powered, data-driven orchestration that pharmaceutical marketers now demand. The consolidated Real Chemistry media practice brings together approximately 450 media specialists backed by over 150 data and analytics professionals under a unified leadership structure. Group President Kevin Johnson framed the integration as a response to growing client demand for connected, personalized, data-driven customer engagement at scale. The company appointed Elizabeth Beringer, Spring and Bond's founder with 15-plus years in advertising technology, as president of the new unit. Amanda Powershan, who spent 24 years building Greater Than One, takes the chief commercial officer role, while Jeff O'Connell brings 20-plus years of software engineering experience as chief technology officer. With Real Chemistry Media, we're bringing together end-to-end media and omnichannel solutions with proprietary data, advanced AI and automation technology, and insights-led strategy, Johnson said. This consolidation matters because healthcare marketing sits at an inflection point. Pharmaceutical and life sciences companies face mounting pressure to prove return on marketing spend while navigating increasingly complex regulatory environments. Traditional media agencies lack the specialized healthcare knowledge and technology infrastructure that clients now require. Real Chemistry's move to unify its acquisitions into a technology-first practice positions the company to capture share from generalist agencies that cannot deliver comparable healthcare-specific capabilities. The AWS partnership reveals infrastructure ambitions. Real Chemistry's collaboration with Amazon Web Services extends beyond standard cloud migration. The company is deploying its proprietary omnichannel orchestration platform using AWS's cloud and AI services, including Amazon SageMaker. This signals a platform play rather than a services-only model. The technology stack enables real-time personalization, next-best-action deployment, and closed-loop measurement. In healthcare marketing, these capabilities translate to regulatory-compliant patient engagement at scale, a capability that commands premium pricing. The AWS partnership provides the computational horsepower to process healthcare data across multiple channels while maintaining HIPAA compliance, a technical challenge that keeps most agencies in traditional workflow models. Beringer put it plainly, advances in AI and other technology are enabling a different future for omnichannel activation, and traditional media agencies weren't built for where the industry is heading. That statement positions Real Chemistry as infrastructure, not just services, a distinction that matters when private equity evaluates exit multiples. Healthcare services consolidation accelerates across subsectors. Real Chemistry's integration unfolds against broader healthcare services consolidation. In August 2026, Scan Health Plan and Costco announced a Medicare plan partnership, with Scan Group CEO Sachin Jain leading the initiative. The pairing of a retail giant with a specialized Medicare Advantage plan demonstrates how healthcare distribution channels continue to fragment and recombine. Similarly, pharmaceutical revenue pressures intensified in August 2026 when CSL Vifor withdrew Tavneos from the European market, creating what CSL Limited characterized as a significant headwind for sales. When pharma companies face geographic market contractions, marketing efficiency becomes paramount. Real Chemistry's value proposition strengthens in this environment. Healthcare marketers cannot afford waste when European revenue streams evaporate. On the financial engineering front, Bonsecker's Mercy Health collected $1.1 billion in 2026 from its minority stake in medical billing firm Ensemble Health Partners, including a $671 million payment in August when Ensemble signed a new private equity sponsor. That payout structure, where a nonprofit health system harvests nine-figure distributions from a carved-out service business, mirrors the financial logic behind Real Chemistry's own private equity backing. Create a specialized capability, separate it into a standalone entity, scale it across multiple clients, and generate returns that dwarf the original captive operation. The technology-first positioning matters for valuation. Real Chemistry's emphasis on technology-first positioning carries specific implications for institutional capital. Preston Taylor, appointed Chief Operating Officer for the broader media and omnichannel activation practice, brings specialized experience at the intersection of media and finance, developing commercial models for evolving marketing landscapes. That background signals an operator focused on unit economics and scalability, the metrics that drive private equity value creation. The company describes Real Chemistry Media as designed to meet healthcare brands' growing demand, framing the business as demand-driven rather than capability-seeking. In practice, this positioning supports premium pricing because Real Chemistry can argue it solves a problem that healthcare marketers cannot address internally or through generalist agencies. The 450-person media team, supported by 150-plus data and analytics professionals, yields a roughly 3:1 ratio of client-facing to technical staff. That ratio suggests significant investment in back-end infrastructure relative to traditional agency models. Higher fixed costs create operating leverage. Once the platform scales, incremental clients generate outsized margins because the technology investment has already been made. Leadership depth indicates commercial readiness. The appointed leadership team combines entrepreneurial, commercial, and technical expertise across multiple healthcare marketing domains. Beringer founded Spring and Bond after serving in platform and technology leadership at PulsePoint, bringing both startup and vendor experience. Powershand's 24-year tenure at Greater Than One, spanning pre-commercial biopharma to multinational market leaders, provides client relationship depth and commercial track record. O'Connell's 20-plus years building technology-enabled omnichannel marketing products suggests product development capability beyond services delivery. This leadership composition matters because it signals readiness for accelerated growth or exit. Private equity-backed services businesses typically build leadership teams capable of operating independently before sale or recapitalization. The fact that Real Chemistry publicly named 4 senior executives with complementary skill sets suggests the company views this integration as a platform ready to scale, not a work in progress. The Placamium view Real Chemistry's integration represents a blueprint for carving out specialized services businesses in healthcare. The company executed 2 strategic acquisitions, Greater Than One and Spring and Bond, then unified them with an existing internal capability to create a scaled, technology-enabled platform. This playbook works particularly well in healthcare because regulatory complexity and specialized knowledge create defensible moats against generalist competition. 3 aspects of this deal structure merit attention from institutional investors. First, Real Chemistry positioned the business as technology first, not services first. That framing supports higher valuation multiples, because technology businesses command premiums over labor arbitrage models. The AWS partnership reinforces this positioning by associating Real Chemistry with enterprise-grade infrastructure. Second, the company built a leadership team with entrepreneurial, commercial, and technical depth before announcing the integration. This signals preparation for accelerated growth or exit rather than post-merger stabilization mode. Third, the timing aligns with pharmaceutical industry pressures that increase demand for marketing efficiency precisely when traditional agencies lack the specialized capabilities to deliver it. The broader pattern across healthcare services shows consolidation accelerating in subsectors where specialized knowledge creates competitive advantage. Scan Health Plan partnering with Costco demonstrates distribution channel innovation. Bonsecker's Mercy harvesting $1.1 billion from Ensemble Health Partners shows how carved-out service businesses generate extraordinary returns when scaled beyond their original parent. CSL, withdrawing Tavneos from Europe, illustrates the revenue pressures that force pharmaceutical companies to optimize marketing spend. Real Chemistry's move connects these threads. As pharma companies face geographic market contractions and revenue pressure, they cannot afford marketing waste. Traditional agencies lack the healthcare-specific technology to deliver efficient omnichannel orchestration. Real Chemistry built that capability through acquisition and integration, then positioned it as infrastructure rather than services. The company likely targets additional acquisitions to add therapeutic area expertise or geographic coverage, further distancing itself from generalist agency competition. For private equity investors, the key question is whether Real Chemistry can maintain premium pricing as it scales or whether larger clients will pressure margins. The AWS partnership and proprietary platform suggest the company built enough technical differentiation to resist commoditization, but execution risk remains high in services businesses dependent on talent retention. The bottom line, Real Chemistry unified its media acquisitions at the precise moment when healthcare marketers face mounting pressure to prove return on spend, while traditional agencies lack the specialized capabilities to deliver it. The company's technology-first positioning, AWS partnership, and leadership depth signal preparation for accelerated growth or exit rather than post-merger integration mode. Pharmaceutical revenue pressures, evidenced by CSL's Tavneos withdrawal from Europe, will intensify demand for marketing efficiency. Real Chemistry positioned itself to capture share from generalist agencies while commanding premium pricing through healthcare-specific technology differentiation. Institutional investors should expect additional acquisitions as Real Chemistry expands therapeutic area coverage and geographic reach, following the consolidation playbook visible across healthcare services subsectors from Medicare Advantage partnerships to medical billing carve-outs. The company that solves omnichannel orchestration for healthcare at scale will command outsized returns because the problem is urgent, the competition is inadequate, and the regulatory moat is defensible.